This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strasser. And this show is sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives are available on KJJR.com. And we have a special guest in the studio, a first-timer on Focus on the Flathead. She is Denise Romer. She is from Tanko Law Office Kalispell and the new owner of Tanko Law Columbia Falls, just open. And Denise, welcome to the show. We've been trying to get you on forever.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, tell us about yourself a little bit before we get to talk about business with Tanko Law. You're not a Montanan, but you're here now, and I'm sure you're here to stay.
Well, I consider myself a Montanan now, but I am originally from Oklahoma, and I went to law school in California.
Okay, so where in Oklahoma?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, what is Tulsa like? I've always wanted to visit Oklahoma. I used to listen to radio, a skip. It skips at night, and you can hear things from other states at night on AM radio. There was an Oklahoma City radio station I loved. Okay. It's called KOMA, and I think it still exists.
I'm aware of it. I believe it does still exist.
So what is Tulsa like? I've never
Tulsa's
been
Tulsa's wonderful, actually. It's a beautiful city. They have what are called rolling mountains, and I'm making air quotes because they're actually man-made hills.
Really?
But lots of green, lots of parks and recreation and things to do, and it's a wonderful city to live in.
Well, how did you get into the law business? What made you want to become an attorney?
Well, I graduated with a sociology degree, and I knew I wasn't done. So my mom is an attorney, and she kind of steered me in that direction, and I ended up at Pepperdine Law School and really loved it. They had a program that focused on mediation as well, so I was able to get a master's degree in mediation at the same time as my law degree, and they are number one in the nation for that. So wow. I took that route.
So did that specifically focus on, there's mediation, but also on probate law?
Nope, not specifically. You kind of have to decide what area of law you'd like to practice after you finish law school. So I kind of tried a little bit of everything, didn't really love anything until I found estate planning. I really, really love it.
So that's your specialty, estate planning?
It is.
Okay. So let's talk about Tanko Law Office. There's one in Kalispell. We all know about that. That is out on, First Avenue? First Avenue East North.
It is 392 First Avenue East North.
And now, Columbia Falls. You've moved into a brand new location in Columbia Falls.
I have. It's very exciting. It is on 6th Street off of Nucleus in a 100-year-old building that they are completely renovating, just as they are. Most of Columbia Falls is coming alive, and it's very exciting to be there right across from the public library.
Is Columbia Falls, I'm there once in a while. I don't go there a whole lot, but I mean, is it exploding population-wise, just like every other part of the Flathead?
I'm not sure about population. I'm guessing yes. There is a lot of foot traffic, a lot of people out doing things. There are new shops, new restaurants, new places to visit. It seems very busy.
That gentleman, Mick Ruiz, has just taken the hold of Columbia Falls and shaken it, hasn't he?
He is the one who did my office.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that. I just kind of assumed there. So how did the original Tanko Law with Brian get started? And tell us about Brian a little bit, too, if you can.
Brian is very well known in the Valley, and he's very amazing at what he does. He is an estate planner as well. Him and his family moved here from Las Vegas. He had a practice there. They absolutely loved it here, like most people who move here do. They raise their children here, and he's been practicing estate planning here ever since.
Yeah, so he started Tanko Law, and how long ago?
I'm not entirely sure how many years ago, but it's been quite some time. I'd say 15 to 20 years would be my guess.
Yeah, it's been here a while, that's for sure. And does he have a specialty? Is he a probate attorney, or does he cover the whole gamut of that type of law? And you said
he's also an estate planner. He does wills, trusts, probates. He does business planning, a few other related areas, but he is an estate planner as well.
So you've expanded over to Columbia Falls, so will you still be working with Brian Tanko?
We do still work together, yes. I'm not done with him, and he's not done with me. You're can't get rid of me. It's
not
a joke.
You're not on your own yet. Let's put it that way.
I feel like I will never be completely on my own. He is my mentor, and he has taught me a lot.
I'm going to read something right off your website, and this pretty much describes what you do, what you specialize in. I'm talking Tanko Law in general. Okay. Tanko Law is an experienced, knowledgeable law firm in Montana handling issues of estate planning, probate, and trust. We understand how stressful and unpleasant end-of-life planning can be, and yet we also know how vital it is. We are here to help you protect your assets, and I think that is very well written for a company like yours.
Absolutely. That encompasses pretty much what our goal is. We want to give people peace of mind, help them plan for their future, their family's future. And also, we handle things on the other side. When people are grieving and hurting, we try to make the process a little bit easier by giving them knowledge and easing them through the process with the knowledge that we have.
Well, I want to get into that a little bit. We're going to talk about some the nuts and bolts of the business and what you do best, and really kind of focus on Columbia Falls because you're going to be doing something a little bit different. So we'll talk about it. Our special guest right now on Focus on the Flathead is Denise Romer from Tanko Law Office, Kalispell, and now Columbia Falls. And we'll be back to talk more with Denise in just a few minutes. This is Focus on the Flathead right here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. This is Focus on the Flathead. Hope you're having a great weekend. And in the studio for part two of the show is Denise Romer. She's the owner at Tanko Law in Columbia Falls, one of their two locations here in the Flathead. Denise, thanks for being here today and being a part of the show. Before we move on, what is the location in Columbia Falls one more time, the new location?
It is 139 6th Street West.
And when did you open for business?
We officially opened February 1, just this last month.
You're just a newbie at the new office.
Absolutely, 100% newbie.
What do you like about this building? You said it's 100 years old.
It is. What I like about it is that we got to build it exactly how I wanted to, and it feels like a me-type space and a very calming space for people who come in.
What was one of your prerequisites for your new office?
Natural light. And I was actually working in a renovated garage previously, so you can tell why I like the difference.
Okay, so that's exciting news. And I want to talk about where you see yourself 5 years from now coming up. And you have a reason for building in Columbia Falls and starting a new office there.
We do, absolutely. Our business was expanding drastically, mostly due to, I believe, COVID, for COVID reasons, people's COVID concerns. I think when COVID hit, people became acutely aware of their mortality, and it just became a more of a priority than something I'll do one day. I'll do this one day. Every day I have people come in. I've been putting this off for years. They're not saying that as much anymore. They're getting in there.
So what does it take to be a good attorney, in your opinion, in this field? Because this is very specialized.
In my opinion, in this field, you have to really have compassion for humans. You have to have empathy to understand what kind of pain or anxiety that they're feeling either planning or after someone has passed, and really good communication skills and making people feel comfortable. If I can say, being kind of a not lawyery lawyer.
I understand what that means. A lot less lawyeries.
Yes. We're not the arguing kind.
Yeah, because you have to deal with end of life wishes. Powers of attorney, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's got to be hard. It's like you need to have a psychiatry degree to go along with your law degree to be in this business.
A little bit. Not a degree, but a little bit of, you have to have a little bit of that natural empathy and natural psychiatry in you.
One thing I always hear about Tanko Law is wills. And you do very simple wills. Mm-hmm. and very extravagant wills. How many times do people come into the business and they're elderly and they're just thinking about a will toward the end of their life?
Very, very common for us to have very elderly persons walk in and say, I've been putting this off long enough. And we say, you know what? Everybody's putting it off long enough. But yes, sit down. Let's talk.
What is the process? How long is the process for one of your simple wills?
For a simple will, generally, people come in for their free consultation. We talk to them. We get their information. It lasts about 20 to 30 minutes. Unless, of course, they want to just chit-chat with us, we're fine with that as well. We have about a two-week turnaround time on drafting documents. They come back in and sign, and they're all good to go.
You make it sound so quick and easy.
It is. There's a reason we call it simple, and people don't believe us. And I hear a million times a week, wow, I wish I would have done this sooner. I didn't know it was going to be so easy.
I know there's a lot of stories, I'm sure, about people's estates trying to settle during probate and everything. Do you have any quick stories you can tell us about one that just took forever and was very complicated?
I'm not allowed to tell you stories.
Oh. Truth.
Truth. Probates can get quite odd and complicated sometimes. People collect a lot of things. Sometimes we don't know what kinds of things people are collecting until after they pass away, and we wish they would have discarded of them prior to. That's my story. That's all you're getting.
You know, I had no idea that you were also involved in immigration law.
I did. My very first job out of law school in California, I actually interviewed on the 9/11 in Los Angeles and got stuck at the immigration firm for 9 hours. So they kind of had to hire me. So I think because they closed all the highways. And I did that for quite some time there. And then I did practice a little bit of immigration law. I've lived in several different places. I'm actually licensed to practice law in Montana, California, and Oklahoma. So I practiced immigration law in a few different places. It has become somewhat complicated, and the process is really drawn out. Not saying I disagree or agree with it, but it's something that I'm not practicing anymore.
Okay, but you are practicing mediation now.
I am,
and I think that's very important. That people are going to want to know about that.
Yeah, I am planning to bring mediation into my practice. I do have a master's degree. It's pretty rare. Most people have a certificate. I'm very excited to use that degree, and I do love bringing people together and to compromise. It's something I think I'm very good at.
Well, one thing we found out about you today is you have a new location in Columbia Falls. Where do you see that location down the road? Give it a few years. What do you see in your exciting new location?
I see it being wonderfully successful and just as busy as Tango Law Kalispell.
Hey, we want to thank you for being here. That's the end of our show. And, you know, come back when you get a chance. We'd love to hear updates on your business.
Thank you so much for having me. I'd love to give you positive updates.
Denise Romer from Tango Law Office. She's the owner of the new Columbia Falls location. And by the way, the location one more time so people know.
139 6th Street West.
And TangoLaw.com is the website. And the one in Kalispell, the location Kalispell, 392 1st Avenue East North. North, Kalispell, Montana. And Denise, thanks again for being on this show with us.
Thank you.
This is Focus on the Flathead. And again, our sponsors are Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. We will talk to you next week right here on KJJR.